This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to go past the headlines and really dig into what's happening in the markets today. And today, yeah, we're diving headfirst into a really fascinating corner of decentralized finance, DeFi, specifically looking at a pretty significant shift that's unfolding with stablecoins. Have you ever thought about, you know, what it would mean if the power to issue something major, like a US dollar stablecoin, wasn't just held by one company, but instead it was like distributed directly to the community? What if you actually got a say? That's basically the scenario we're exploring today. It's pretty groundbreaking stuff. So, okay, let's unpack this a bit. We're focusing on Hyperliquid's upcoming stablecoin, USDH, and looking at how its unique design seems poised to really shake things up. And we'll also look at how a platform, Ave.ai, is kind of stepping up as this essential market intelligence layer, helping traders navigate markets that are, let's face it, complex and moving super fast. Our mission here is really clear. We want to pull out the key insights, like why isn't USDH just another stablecoin? What makes its launch so uniquely decentralized?
And how are new tools emerging that can actually empower you to understand and, well, act on these big shifts?
Yeah, and building on that, we really need to explain how this move by Hyperliquid could potentially rewire where stablecoin yield actually flows, how liquidity might rotate across the whole DeFi landscape, and maybe most importantly, how this kind of distributed governance power can translate directly into real market momentum.
Yeah.
It really brings up a big question. What does this kind of community-driven innovation mean for the, you know, the very structure and philosophy of DeFi itself? It feels like more than just a tech upgrade.
It definitely sounds like it. Okay, let's kick things off by getting right to the heart of what makes USDH, well, maybe revolutionary. How it actually comes into being. Because this isn't just about a new stablecoin popping up, right? It's about how it's created, with community governance really in the driver's seat. So USDH is Hyperliquid's first native stablecoin, pegged to the US dollar. But here's the absolute core difference. The entity that actually gets to issue this stablecoin, that's going to be decided like entirely by the community through on-chain governance.
That's such a crucial point, because it directly tackles the current situation on Hyperliquid with stablecoins. Right now, USDC is just dominant. It controls, what, something like 95% of Hyperliquid's total stablecoin liquidity. That's huge, around $5.6 billion. So USDH's goal is kind of twofold. First, yeah, diversify away from relying so heavily on just one issuer. And second, maybe even more critically, is to keep the yield that's generated by the stablecoin internal. Keep it inside the Hyperliquid ecosystem. Just imagine the value from that collateral staying within the community that supports it instead of just, you know, flowing out somewhere else.
That sounds like a really powerful way to keep value locked in. But thinking about it, what are the challenges there? Like trying to shift so much liquidity away from something established like USDC, are there risks? And this unique process for picking an issuer,
How does that actually play out? Can you walk us through the stages?
No, you're right to ask about the challenge. It's definitely significant. But Hyperliquid seems to be banking on, well, the power of decentralization and maybe even a bit of self-interest within the community. The sources lay out this really fascinating sequence for how USDH gets issued. Okay, first, the ticker, USDH, it's already reserved. That signals they're serious. Then you have multiple candidates. Hyperliquid calls them validators, which is interesting because they're bidding to be issuers, not validating transactions. But anyway, these candidates are actively pitching to the community. They're basically making their case, right? Trying to convince everyone why they should be the ones trusted to mint this new stablecoin.
So it's almost like a decentralized Shark Tank then for stablecoin issuers where the community gets the vote.
Exactly. But, and this is clever, even after winning the community vote, there's another layer our sources point out. The winning bidder still has to compete in a gas auction just to secure the actual deployment rights. It adds this really interesting layer of game theory to the whole governance thing. It makes sure they have real skin in the game. Winning the vote isn't quite enough. You've got to put down a real financial commitment too.
Wow, that's quite a mix of governance and economics. But does that model, the issuer vote plus the gas auction, does it introduce any new complexities or, I don't know, potential weak spots compared to just having one company issue it?
That's a really vital point to consider. I mean, while the goal is transparency and decentralization, any new system like this is going to have its quirks, right? The complexity might lie in making sure enough people vote and maybe preventing someone from just dominating that gas auction. But the insight here, I think, is that Hyperliquid isn't just looking for a community thumbs up. They're designing a system where the issuer's financial commitment is actually locked in through that decentralization. It's not just a popularity contest. It's a verifiable on-chain pledge. And that really raises the bar for stablecoin governance, moving beyond just trust us to needing a tangible commitment. And we actually know some of the key players involved in the timeline. The big vote date is set for September 14th, 2025. The issuer is currently in the running. We've got Paxos, Frax, and Agora. And Agora is notably partnered with MoonPay. Each one brings something different, you know? Established liquidity networks, maybe more reputation in the crypto space. What's really fascinating is how this decentralized approach is aiming squarely at breaking that potential monopoly of a single stablecoin issuer.
And by doing that, distributing the power and the financial benefits more broadly across the whole ecosystem. It's a big shift from how things usually work.
Okay, so that's a huge shift in control. But beyond just who decides, the really transformative part of USDH, the bit that gets, well, really interesting, that seems to be about what it fundamentally changes about how value works inside the Hyperliquid ecosystem. You're saying USDH is set to be way more than just another stablecoin.
Exactly. The absolute core of this is that decentralized issuance idea. Unlike other stablecoins where, you know, one company calls all the shots, here the community on Hyperliquid, through its governance, decides who gets to mint USDH. And that's not just a minor detail. It sets a really powerful precedent for transparent stablecoin governance. It marks a significant structural shift in DeFi. It's all about distributed control, not centralized authority. It makes the stablecoin feel more like a community-owned asset in a way we haven't really seen before at this scale.
Right, so the community picks the issuer, got it. But how does that then translate into actual, like, financial benefits for the protocol, Hyperliquid itself, and maybe more importantly, for the users holding USDH? Because normally, that yield, it just flows out, doesn't it, to whoever issued the stablecoin externally. How does Hyperliquid plan to flip that script?
You've absolutely nailed the core innovation there, the ecosystem revenue loop.
Yeah.
Instead of that yield just bleeding out, USDH is engineered, designed to capture it internally. This ecosystem revenue loop basically means the value generated by the stablecoin's underlying collateral doesn't just flow off platform. It gets reinvested directly back into the Hyperliquid protocol and its users.
Okay, so the big takeaway is USDH could transform Hyperliquid.
All right.
From a platform where yield kind of leaks out to one where value actually builds up directly for its participants, like creating this powerful, self-sustaining economic engine. So what are the real numbers here? What are the tangible financial implications for people holding HYPE, Hyperliquid's token, and for the protocol's growth?
Well, the financial side looks potentially quite substantial. Analysts are estimating that if USDH manages to capture just, say, 15% market share of Hyperliquid stablecoin liquidity, remember, that's mostly USDC right now, just 15% could generate something like an impressive $220 million per year in additional capital.
$220 million.
Wow. Yeah. Now, think about how that capital could be used. It could flow directly into HYPE, the native token, maybe through buybacks, pushing up demand. It could also be used to boost staking rewards for users, making it more attractive to hold and stake HYPE. And it could fuel broader ecosystem incentives, you know, encouraging more growth, more participation. It really represents a direct, tangible benefit for HYPE holders and for the overall development of the protocol. It's like a self-reinforcing growth mechanism. And it's really crucial to add, this launch isn't happening in a vacuum. It's part of a much broader, coordinated upgrade plan on Hyperliquid. Things like significant fee reductions, up to 80% on some spot quote pairs. That's a massive incentive for traders to choose Hyperliquid over competitors. We're also seeing increased maker rebates. Those are basically payments to the people providing liquidity, making the order book deeper and trading smoother. Plus, they're introducing permissionless listings soon, which should open up even more trading opportunities. All these things are designed to work together to improve liquidity depth, trading efficiency, everything across the platform. If you sort of connect the dots, these integrated changes are all aimed at creating a more robust, more attractive, and ultimately a self-sustaining ecosystem for Hyperliquid and everyone using it. It's a multi-pronged strategy.
Okay, so Hyperliquid isn't just launching a stablecoin here. They're effectively trying to engineer a whole self-reinforcing financial ecosystem. But in a landscape that moves this fast and is this complex, how do you actually keep track of these huge shifts? And more importantly, turn them into actionable insights? This is exactly where something like Av.ai comes into play, acting as that crucial market intelligence layer for you.
Yeah, Av.ai has really been kind of a quiet force behind a lot of Hyperliquid's recent growth. They offer this suite of data and tools specifically designed to help traders turn big developments, like this USDH launch, into actual trading opportunities. So, for instance, let's talk about their smart money and position flow feature. As USDH launches, this becomes super valuable. Av.ai integrates signals that let you track things like whale movements, you know, when the big players are putting serious money in or taking it out, and you can see their scaling patterns. It also shows you real-time shifts in funding rates. Those are those payments between longs and shorts on perpetual contracts, and they're critical indicators of market sentiment and how much leverage is being used. Getting insight into that can be a really powerful leading indicator for potential volatility spikes, kind of giving you a heads up before the rest of the market catches on. Then there's liquidity rotation and sentiment. This feature literally maps capital flows between different exchanges. You can actually see when money is moving between Hyperliquid and competitors like, say, GMX or DYDX or Vertex. That's invaluable for just understanding the broader market mood and where things might be headed next. It also lets you compare funding rates side by side across different venues, so you can quickly spot potential arbitrage or basis trading opportunities when those rates start to diverge. Helps you capitalize on market inefficiencies. And maybe most critically, their event-driven alerts are incredibly powerful. Think about a crisis mode scenario. Like during that outage back on July 29th, Av.ai was proactively flagging liquidations happening, changes in order book depth, and pointing out critical risk zones. That gave traders precious time, maybe just enough time, to adjust their strategies or put on hedges. On the flip side, for what you might call catalyst trading, it can detect those sudden surges in liquidity right after, say, a new perpetual contract gets listed. This lets traders potentially get in early before the wider market piles in, giving them a real edge by being among the first movers.
Okay, that level of insight really does sound like a genuine advantage. So for you, the listener, as you're trying to navigate this new USDH era, how might you strategically use a tool like Av.ai? Maybe we can break it down into a few key things to watch. First, yeah, consider setting up governance alerts. Av.ai has an app, or you can use Telegram bots. These will ping you on every key update about USDH governance, from proposals right through to final votes. Second, really focus on tracking liquidity shifts. Watch those USDH adoption rates like a hawk. Monitor how capital rotates out of USDC pairs into USDH. Remember, being early often means better prices, better execution. Third, keep a really sharp eye on sentiment. That means watching for those whale inflows we talked about, looking for flips in funding rates from positive to negative or vice versa, and watching for big bursts in open interest. These can help you position ahead of moves. And finally, just be ready to adapt. Adapt your trading size, adapt with pairs you trade based on those broader ecosystem catalysts like the fee cuts or new listings, and any noticeable improvements in market depth.
It's about having that full picture, the pulse of the entire ecosystem. So, wrapping up our deep dive today, USDH really isn't just another stablecoin hitting the market. It feels much more like a capital reallocation event. And it's a truly significant governance milestone, not just for Hyperliquid, but potentially for the whole DeFi space. It fundamentally changes who earns the yield, how liquidity gets distributed within an ecosystem, and what kinds of incentives traders and LPs can actually expect going forward.
Indeed. And the key thing is, with tools like Av.ai, you don't have to just passively sit back and watch these profound changes unfold. You're actually empowered to understand them and potentially trade them with a much higher degree of precision. The combination of Hyperliquid's really innovative approach to stablecoin governance and Aave.ai's powerful execution and intelligence capabilities that creates a really potent synergy for anyone active in these markets. It lets you be a participant, not just a spectator.
Yeah, this has been a really illuminating look into, well, maybe the future of stablecoins and decentralized governance. So let me leave you with one last, maybe provocative thought to chew on. What does this bold move by Hyperliquid actually signify for the broader decentralization movement? You know, empowering their community to pick the issuer, circulating the yield internally. Could this model, where a whole financial instrument is community governed from start to finish, from issuance right down to yield distribution, could that actually become the new standard for how financial building blocks are created and monetized in DeFi? Could it set a precedent that maybe others feel compelled to follow? Definitely something to think about. We really encourage you to explore these concepts further, consider the profound implications for how information, community power, and finance are all intertwining to shape the landscape of tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.